In New York City public schools, 176 different languages are spoken among the more than 1 million students. For 160,000 children, English is not their first language. New York's Department of Education makes learning better for these students by providing dual language programs. Students are taught in two languages, English and another one, like Russian or Chinese, math, social studies, science, and all other regular courses are taught in both languages, and they learn about the culture of the other country. Milady Baez is Deputy Chancellor of English Language Learners and Student Support. She says these dual language programs will help children succeed in the future.
The jobs of the future requires that our students know more than one language. They're going to be traveling abroad. They're going to be communicating with people from all over the world. This will open doors for them.
David A. Booty Middle School in Brooklyn offers dual language education in four languages: Russian, Mandarin, Spanish, and Hebrew. Shuya Zhang teaches a dual language class. She says the program helps children get ready to work with people in other countries.
Look at nowadays, America started economical relationships with China. Lots of factories had been built, companies moved to China. They need people with the skills, with both the language skills. So the kids, when they grown up, they already had this skill.
Middle schoolers might not have jobs on their minds yet. For Kijing Yang, she likes keeping up her first language, Mandarin.
It makes me feel that I'm home, because I can speak in Chinese, learn in Chinese, whilst learning in English. So makes me feel better and makes me understand more about the tasks I'm learning.
Anastasia Hudakova came to the United States when she was 2 years old. She says the Russian-English program keeps her connected to her heritage and her parents happy.
They're really happy about the program that it exists. They're really happy that I can preserve my culture and my language, that I can speak it fluently in school.
The New York schools also offer dual language programs in seven other languages: Arabic, French, Haitian Creole, Hebrew, Korean, Polish, and Spanish. There are plans to add even more languages in the future. While these dual language programs are popular, some groups in the U.S. say teaching English comes first. U.S. English wants to make English the official language of the United States. We have no problem with folks speaking multiple languages if people want to speak a different language at home, says Todd Dubois with U.S. English. What we do think is schools should prioritize English. He says studies show that children who learn English early will be more successful later. And he says focusing on English in the classroom will help the students learn the language faster. I'm Ann Ball.